Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You, as always, can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you would like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you to listen to their shows online or interact their community online, you can do it all for free over at freetalklive.com. In fact, one of the main features of the site actually allows you to control the content of the site itself. You submit something to the site, like a blog post or a news article that you like or a video, and then other listeners will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. The most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. Again, something else that those other shows don't let you do. So go and get interactive and enjoy over at freetalklive.com. As we continue here, for those of you just tuning in, obviously there's a lot to talk about here tonight on one focused subject, and that is the idea, the suggestion from the U.S. federal government that, all right, it's actually happened this time that Osama bin Laden is actually dead. Because they don't want you to remember that in 2001, December 26th, there were reports, like Fox News, Osama bin Laden has died a peaceful death due to an untreated lung complication, according to the Pakistan Observer, citing a Taliban leader who allegedly attended the funeral of the al-Qaeda leader. Source said the coalition troops are engaged in a mad search operation, but they would never be able to fulfill their cherished goal of getting Osama alive or dead. Bin Laden, according to the source, was suffering from a serious lung complication and succumbed to the disease in mid-December in the vicinity of the Tora Bora Mountains. The source claimed that bin Laden was laid to rest honorably in his last abode, and his grave was made as per his Wahhabi belief. So the article goes on to talk about a few more details there, but as long as a decade ago, they were reporting this man was dead. So there's the aspect of whether or not he actually died, and the conspiracy theories will likely abound on this one. And then, of course, there's the whole point that other people are cheering on the killing of another human being, they're reveling in the streets, they're partying, they're getting wasted and chanting USA, USA, and just acting like general fools. And the juxtaposition there, or the comparison to the folks that were jubilant about the deaths on 9/11, or anybody that revels in human tragedy, that revels in the cycle of violence, it's just really twisted.
Is it douchey? Are they douches? I think they're douches, and especially since that reveling all publicized and all over, and it's going to be on news all over the world, and people are going to see it all over the world. Especially since that is probably going to incite more violence.
Let's bring back Derek, though, because he's been holding on, I think, through the news. He had 3 points, and he only got through one of them in the last segment. Derek, are you still with us?
Yep, still here.
Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Yeah, so real quick, the first point I was making was that clip that everyone's referring to back when in September 11th when they were showing all those people in the streets cheering, and that's kind of ingrained in all of our minds. You know, that clip was proven to be, you know, from years before 9/11 ever happened.
Where would I find that proof? I've never heard
this. Yeah, I researched that years ago. I found that. I'm going to go find that again tomorrow. I started thinking about it today, but it was pretty publicized that was a generic clip that they had brought from somewhere else. And that picture of Obama in the tent with his buddy smiling, that everyone kind of imagined that, you know, somehow someone snuck in a tent and got a picture of Obama watching the,
World Trade Center
come down. Yeah, and that he was smiling about it, and that's kind of ingrained in everyone's head, too. You know, that picture was from, like, a decade before 9/11 ever happened. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous that people would even think that they could actually get in a tent with Obama and take a picture of him when 9/11's happening, you know.
I'm glad you brought those things up. Now, what was the second two points?
So, you know, I think at this point, you know, I mean, I don't believe he died yesterday, obviously. I think he died years ago. But, you know, I think at this point, at least, we can assume that he's dead now and hold, you know, the government accountable for that position going forward after all this hoopla. I don't think that they would go this over the top with everything if they didn't know for sure that he was dead, which I think they've known for a long time, obviously. But I think we can assume that now he's dead.
Here's the part that I don't quite get. Is if you were George, this is sort of the adversarial system at work. The one part of this whole thing that I can believe is that if you were George Bush, there's no way you'd let a Barack Obama take credit for a dead Osama bin Laden.
Well, I mean, you got to look at it from the real point of view, where these guys are just like WWF or WWE, yeah. You know, and Vince McMahon's running the show, and we're just all spectators cheering for our guy. You know,
yeah,
these guys are all working.
Who hasn't seen the pictures of Bill Clinton palling around with George H.W. Bush? Who hasn't seen those pictures?
And, you know, and if people will say, well, why didn't they report it years ago? And you know, the question, you know, the answer is obvious that. You know, they would say, okay, the war's over, everybody come home, and they don't want to do that.
Well, yeah, this is very convenient. It's very convenient timing. Obviously, you're on the cusp of another election season. You're on the decade.
It's way too early for that, though. I mean, if you were Barack Obama, you want to spring this baby in September, the September surprise. So
well,
you're really going to hold on to it. I just don't buy this part of the story.
The September surprise is probably going to be another terrorist attack. You know, this is, you know, this was incredibly, I think, I mean, last night, if you look at the timing, it was right when Trump was in the, in his final stages of his show. You know, it was just, I mean, it looked so juvenile.
Derek, hit me with point number three.
Okay, so, what was my point number three?
I don't know. If you forget, that's okay, because we can move on. Thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. If you think about it, call us tomorrow night. 1-800.
How is that?
Yep, 1-800-259-9231. So you've got all kinds of issues here. And, of course, you asked a really good question when we opened up the show, Mark. That is, how did you feel, if anything? How did you feel at the moment at which you found out the news about this?
Because I felt just a complete lack of feeling. I heard it, and, you know, there would have been a time in my life when I would have been like, yeah, USA, heck yeah. But I felt absolutely nothing.
Let's go to your calls. Brad is listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Brad, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Brad, going well. Are you really listening to WVTS in Charleston, West Virginia?
Sure am.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't think we were supposed to start until 9 o'clock.
No. I'm on the GTN phone line.
Ah, okay, very good, sir.
It started at 7, but I really do. I love your program, but I need to call in and say, Ian, you stupid, stupid bastard.
What are you talking about?
Are you comparing celebrating the murder of a war criminal, the death of a war criminal, to the murder of 3,000 innocent people?
I'm not celebrating, I'm comparing the idea that people would celebrate killing. That there's something to revel about regarding the taking of another human life.
One man's war criminal is another man's hero. And that's what I think what we're trying to show here, is that there are people in this world that think Osama bin Laden's a better guy than the people that run the United States government. And they have a certain amount of evidence on their side, six or seven decades of U.S. intervention in the Middle East.
Sometimes they push back. The University of Colorado is all about it. We need to talk about, these are war crimes. These are terrorist attacks, okay? I mean, where have you guys been for the past 10 years? Have you not been living in the same U.S. that we have?
Well, it doesn't really matter whether you call it a terrorist attack or not, whether it has the color of government behind it or just a ragtag band of crazy Islamic nutballs. I'm sure that the people that have had their weddings blown apart by predator drones would probably use the term terrorist to describe the United States government. And so when they see the people, the people that are actually supposed to be the government reveling in the streets at, a situation like this, maybe it gives them a reminder that Americans could give a flying flip at a rolling donut about them and their lives and really only care about the themselves.
Go team.
You know what? Yeah, no.
There's still nothing to celebrate. It's not anything.
Oklahoma City bombing. Then all of a sudden my house was raided and bombed. I wouldn't have too many problems putting those pieces together, okay? I mean, they're not just bombing whomever.
They're pretty much bombing whomever. They've killed hundreds of thousands of innocent people over in those countries there. But I'll tell you what, I'll bring you back here in a moment, because I want to continue to discuss this issue of celebrating killings.
Right. So these are these Americans, it could be construed as the celebration of all this collateral damage that's occurred.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi. I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous SuperTuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your SuperTuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. Those features include our Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video to show that they are indeed listeners of this program. You can see them, and if you're a lady listener, get details on how to be part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking at investing in gold or silver, today might be a pretty good day to do it. I was watching silver. I think it took a hit of $6 today. When it's low, that's when you buy. Go to silver.freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of silver coins and pieces there that you can take a look at and get at rates likely significantly less than the major retailers out there. Check out gold.freetalklive.com. That it's the same page. It has some gold coins there, too, from which to choose. Gold.freetalklive.com.
We're going to continue with your phone calls. I think Brad is still listening in West Virginia. Brad, are you still there?
I sure am.
All right. So you were making a point before we had to go to break, and it was a little we were a little distracted, so I don't know if we all quite got it. Could you recap that real quick?
Basically, I was listening, and it sounded like you were comparing celebrating the death of a war criminal and the possibility of the end of America's involvement in three wars to people in the Middle East, extremists in the Middle East, celebrating the murder of 3,000 innocent people on U.S. soil.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What wars were ended?
Well, you're saying the possibility of those wars ending. I don't see that at all. I mean, nah. Do you want to bet some money on it?
It's not going to happen. I think what you see people celebrating is maybe this is the beginning of the end. Maybe we don't need to be in Iraq and Afghanistan anymore. Maybe we can just be vigilant.
I would understand it if there was any possibility that this meant anything like that. I could understand celebrating that, but that's such a joke.
That's not what I heard in the celebrations in the interviews.
S-A. No,
USA. I didn't hear the war is over. The war is over. Peace and love or anything
like
that.
I would celebrate that.
I heard bloodlust.
I would be at that party. I would be celebrating the end of wars in three different countries. There's no doubt about it. I would get all my Quaker friends together and we would celebrate the end of wars. I promise that.
I heard just agitation. I heard bloodlust. I heard violence. I didn't hear anything that was positive besides just, you know, drunken revelry.
I suspect you'd probably see those same people out there continuing it on if the United States decided to perpetrate a carpet bombing campaign in that same neighborhood and wherever that place is and just blow the whole place to pieces because there might be another terrorist.
But Brad, to go back to my point, I'm not going to say that one person who's a war criminal is necessarily equivalent in my mind to regular innocent people. I think they're all human beings, but I think that I'm not going to celebrate the killing of the war criminal. I may not feel anything for it. I may be able to look at that and say to myself, oh, well, that guy's dead, so maybe, you know, okay, whatever. Like if a president died or if Osama bin Laden died or some other thug died, I would feel the same because I would feel as though the world is one less thug. Whether we're talking about a U.S. politician or we're talking about Osama bin Laden, it makes no difference to me. They're all thugs and killers for the most part, as far as I'm concerned. So I would simply feel the absence of a thug, but that wouldn't be something worth celebrating. Do you see the difference?
Yeah, I see the difference. I see what you're saying, and I could not disagree more. But I want to get back to
something. Do you think it's healthy to revel in human tragedy?
What tragedy are we talking about?
The taking of a human life.
An armed war criminal.
Do you celebrate when people are put to...
You don't celebrate that, though. I mean, I can understand. Again, I can understand
apparently
celebrating
some people do.
An end to terrorism would be worth celebrating. An end to the wars would be worth celebrating.
The troops coming back home, that would stuff be...
You don't celebrate a death, and you certainly, especially knowing that it can very likely incite terrorism and this, you know, people who are... If in fact... That guy's claiming it was a conspiracy that there really weren't video of people dancing in the streets from 9/11. But if in fact that were true, let's say there were people dancing in the streets because 9/11 happened.
There had to have been somebody dancing somewhere, right?
Do you not think that the seeing people reveling in the streets over Osama bin Laden's death is going to incite those types of people to engage in yet more terrorism? Do you think it's going to end anything that he's dead?
Anyone that wants to attack us isn't going to decide that this is the last straw because some people are dancing in front of the White House. They've already had their minds made up. And at this point, I'm not really worried about
it. Hold on just a second. The fact is that many Americans still have that image of the folks dancing in the street burned in their minds. This is just the kind of thing that could push somebody over the edge.
Thanks, Brad, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
It's all this team mentality. I'm not saying...
I do want to clarify. Okay, sorry.
I'm not saying that we're the that the United States is the only ones. I'm just saying that, look, if you act like, yay, USA, go team, don't think that the Muslim extremists won't say, yay, Muslim extremism, go team. That's
right.
The kind of crap that this does.
We got to end this. We got to end this go team attitude. Like, we're the good guys, they're the bad guys, and we got to move past that at some point. And it's important that I do want to make the distinction here. If Osama is key in planning terrorist attacks, like if he is truly like really key in planning terrorist attacks, and his death will result in less terrorist attacks, that is a good thing. I will concede that. That doesn't mean you celebrate death. And it doesn't mean you act like a douche, celebrating the death of you don't go out in front of the White House with USA hats on like this is a sports team and that we won the game. That's just tactless. That's the problem. It's not saying that we're not saying it's a bad thing that Osama bin Laden died. I'm not saying that certainly.
I don't know that
it doesn't feel like it's a particularly relevant thing. It doesn't feel like there's going to be less terrorism because of it. It certainly doesn't feel like we're going to get any of our freedoms back because of it or anything like that. It doesn't feel like the police state that's been expanded over years and years because of this icon that's been put before us to hate, it doesn't feel like any of that's going to be rolled back. If I thought it would, I would certainly declare this a good thing.
Right, so what has been accomplished?
What's been accomplished? And it's just tactless and tacky and childish and ridiculous that people go out in front of the White House and celebrate
or
someone's
anywhere.
Death.
Or anywhere.
Yeah, well,
it's morbid.
This brings
that's
you closer.
Image that, that's the image everyone is familiar with, is these people wearing USA, like wearing Stars and Stripes hats and celebrating in front of the White House.
Let's talk to Andy listening in Virginia to WTAR in Norfolk. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
I recently started listening to your show, and I enjoy it, although I disagree with most of what you say.
Okay.
At least it was in banter. I do want to address one particular thing that you've been saying that's been bothering me, and it just feels like you're trying so hard to equate all American governments terrorism, and it just seems like a very...
Yeah, that's the case, yeah. I mean, I haven't made that allegation, I haven't suggested that tonight, but I'm glad you brought it up, because, yeah, absolutely. What's the definition of terrorism?
Well, the definition of terrorism is someone who uses fear by killing innocent people.
No. Killing doesn't have to be involved.
You can just use terror.
You're on the right track. I'll tell you what, stick with us.
They do kill better than almost anyone else in the entire world, though.
Let's talk about the definition of terrorism here in a moment. I've got one. It's actually coming from the dictionary, so I'll share that with you here in a moment. 800-259-9231. So I'm going to read the definition of terrorism, and then you think real hard as to whether or not it applies to the U.S. federal government, or your state government, or local government. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free number is 1-800-259-9231. A number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
By the way, Dale joining us courtesy of FlamingFreedom.com. That's his website. That is his radio show. It is from, actually, the name of the show is Prometheus Unchained. The website is FlamingFreedom.com, and it's a once-a-week LGBT liberty-oriented show. That
that's right. Yes.
Yeah. And in fact, you're going to be going and promoting. You're going to be hitting the road.
I'm going to a gay and lesbian sci-fi convention in Atlanta in about a week.
Wow. Ultra dorkage.
Oh, God. Ultra dorkage. I'm going to love every minute of it because I'm a nerd.
Are you going to have a costume?
No.
Oh.
I'm not that nerdy.
At least some pointy ears.
I'm not that nerdy. I will enjoy other people's costumes and, you know, so.
Very good. Well, we come back with some pictures with you and some like ultra flaming costumes.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I will try to make a point to get some good pictures.
Yeah, that'd be cool. All right, so go to flamingfreedom.com to get more of Dale, and also
the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's an affordable, versatile, reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have if you can have only one. Get it at your local gun dealer.
All right, let's continue here with your phone calls. We're talking, obviously, about the Osama bin Laden situation and the various different aspects of it. Of course, obviously, there's going to be a lot of conspiracy theories flying around about whether or not he actually is dead this time around, because it's not the first time that's been reported. And then in addition to that, you've got the sick, morbid revelry of people partying in the streets, celebrating the killing of another person, probably, you know, somebody who is not worthy of respect, but still another human being. And the idea that that is worth celebrating seems a little twisted to me.
It's twisted and it's tactless. It's twisted and tactless. It's just inappropriate.
Let's go back, though, to your calls and your thoughts, because one thing that was brought up by Andy in Virginia, listening to WTAR in the Norfolk area, is that I was suggesting, and I am, that the U.S. government is a terrorist organization.
Not just the U.S. government.
All governments. All governments around the world, local, state, federal, county, whatever you're talking about, they operate by terrorist means, and all you have to do is look at the definition of terrorism. And Andy, are you there with us? Did we lose Andy? Andy in Virginia, going once. Andy?
There he is. There he is.
I hear someone. Is that Andy? Is there somebody there? Okay, well, anyway, whoever it is, you're going to hear the definition of terrorism, because it needs to be put out there. Number one, from dictionary.com, the use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce, especially for political purposes.
I mean, how does that not fit the definition of government?
When is the government not using the threat of violence or actual violence to achieve political purposes? I mean, why do you pay taxes?
Some people do it because they love their country.
Some do.
Some do it because they're excited. I don't understand why they don't write a bigger check. Clearly, they don't love their country enough if they're not just writing a bigger check.
Yeah, write till it hurts. Cut that check till it hurts.
Absolutely.
If you love your government.
Go to that IRS donation website or whatever.
Yeah, that lets you give them
money to fight, to go kill some more terrorists.
Right, anytime. You don't have to do it on April 15th. You can do it any old time you want to. Just send them all your extra money.
And, of course, people that, you know, they don't do that because they know that the government is a terrible organization as far as efficiency goes. They know that if they want something done, whether it's a charity in their local neighborhoods or some kind of, you know, dealing with some problem overseas, that can be taken care of by giving money to some other organization.
They know it's a bottomless money hole.
Yes.
It is a bottomless money. It's not like anything is going to change and anything's going to be better. It's not like the streets are suddenly going to get better because you wrote a check for $500 and donated it to the U.S. government, you know.
There are a lot of people that will pay taxes because they know they'll get hurt. There's a chance. They know there's a chance that the government will come and hurt them and their family, steal their home, take them, and put them personally in a cage if they don't pay taxes. People are afraid of the government.
It will definitely escalate to that. That's what people are well aware, that if you ignore the letter, the first one will be a polite letter. Oh, you're late. If you don't pay this, you're going to pay interest. And then the next one will be less polite, and then bigger fines, and then threats of an audit. And then if you ignore the audit, then the threats will escalate. It always escalates all the way up to the point of threatening death.
1-800-259-9231.
And if you don't think it's about death, if you don't think that the greatest crime in America is disobedience, and really, it's crime around the world, try not pulling over the next time a police officer puts his lights on behind you. I mean, we're only talking about a speeding ticket here of $100.
Just peacefully continue down the road.
Just continue to go on down the road.
Just drive on down the road and just don't pull over.
And you will see what a death sentence is all about for a $100 ticket.
It's all about obedience, as you said. Let's go to Andy. I think he's back with us listening in Virginia to WTAR. Andy, were you privy to that discussion we just had there?
I caught in the end of it, and I assume that you're using a working definition of terrorism is basically any use of threat to coerce. Is that correct?
Especially for political purposes.
Of course. But, I mean, I see where you're going with that, but A, I don't really use the dictionary to draw my moral lines. And
well, the
B,
government doesn't want you to. That's, in this case, that's for sure.
Your moral lines? What is that? What are you talking about there?
Use the government's definition of terrorism, which is someone other than them doing this stuff. There you go. Well, that's a much better definition. It's much more practical.
The problem is you're trying to morally equate the United States government with Osama bin Laden or Al-Qaeda or Hamas or any other terrorist.
Wait, hold on a second. I will not morally equate them. I will say the U.S. government is far worse than Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda and all the other boogeyman terrorists out there.
He might be really bad if he had the U.S. military at his disposal. Now, that's very true. I mean, he could be really bad.
As far as the results are concerned.
They do.
Right. As far as the results are concerned, it's the U.S. federal government that has killed far more individuals and innocent people around the world in the name of whatever than Osama bin Laden or any of his ilk.
And certainly not in any way that's going to make us safer. It's things that's making things worse. So they're killing people and making us even more unsafe in the process.
But guys,
so it's not like it's justified killing. Sorry, go ahead and speak. Sorry, Mark's getting on to me for interrupting you.
Okay, I appreciate your honesty. Most people that think the way you do won't be as forthright about what you actually think. But what I'm going to say here is that don't you think there's a legitimacy issue? Don't you think there's a difference between a government that is at least said to be chosen by the people and given authority by the people to be different than just some person who's taking up arms himself and blowing things up in the name of whatever cause it might be?
Well, I do think that when you look at seven decades worth of intervention in the Middle East by the United States government, that people in the Middle East can really look at Osama bin Laden and say, this guy's a freedom fighter. Now, I don't call him that. I think that he is an armed, dangerous thug who's, you know, and as far as him being dead, it doesn't bother me at all. As far as the United States government, just remember that it's 50% of, about 50% of the people that actually go out and vote. And you have to admit that you've gone to the voting booths before and just kind of voted for a guy who had an R or a D behind his name, or you picked somebody because of their last name was some name that you liked. I mean, you can't actually suggest that this government is a government of right simply because you get to go and put your name on a ballot when you don't know flip all about what you're voting for.
But we have the opportunity. No one had the opportunity.
Look, just hold on. Just because the slaves can pick the head slave doesn't mean that the slaves are free.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Look, if people actually got up and voted for things, there might actually be some change.
People do actually get up and vote for things, and change always results in the same crap.
John McCain was a killer too, dude. What are you going to do that's different by voting?
There are no choices between crap sandwiches, man.
You're speaking out of both sides of your mouth. On the one hand, you're saying, oh, hardly anybody votes, so you can barely say this is a person of right. And then I said, well, gosh, if people get up and vote, maybe things will change.
Hold on, that was only one thing he brought up.
Here's what I mean.
When people do vote, it doesn't make any difference because of a number of reasons.
People never vote in numbers that could actually reflect what they
Why should I vote for any of these thugs? They're killers. They're murderers. They are violent. They threaten peaceful people. I don't want to vote for a killer.
I want to talk about that legitimacy.
Even if it isn't every single one of them, all it takes is 50% of them to be violent, lying killers.
Thanks,
Andy. When we get back, I want to talk about that legitimacy and why it's such a disturbing thing.
Yeah, I definitely want to focus on legitimacy. So more moments here at 800-259-9231 and, of course, your phone call. You can bring up whatever you want, though obviously people on this particular topic are going to have priority. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
Andro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. And head on over to freetalklive.com and support the show if you'd like. If you enjoyed this program and you'd like to get it into other ears around the world, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn different ways in which you can help us do that. Go to promote.freetalklive.com as we continue here. We'll get right back into your calls in a moment, but I know that, Dale, you wanted to talk about the legitimacy aspect. Our last caller, Andy, was suggesting that, well, you know, this isn't terrorism what the government does because they've got elections and they're legitimate.
And that's what's actually, that's kind of scary to me. And the reason it is because there's no accountability. When a person does something, that person is held accountable. It's fairly easy to figure out who did what and why and to try to hold that person accountable. But when a government does it, you've got this whole system of unaccountability where you have politicians that will say that they're just carrying out the will of the people. You have the people saying that I just voted for the lesser of two evils. You have the military saying I'm just following orders. Mm-hmm. You have this cycle of unaccountability that makes it worse than an individual going and doing that. I mean, it's easy to hold Osama bin Laden accountable and say, see, he's this bad person. He did this stuff. It seems pretty obvious. And yeah, there you go. But we can't do that with our government.
But Dale, you can just vote another one in.
I can go in and toss my vote. I can go and spit in the ocean if I want to. I mean, come on. How do you take a vote seriously in a nation of 300 million people? And look at the way these elections, you know, these elections go when they're swayed by 3%, you know, one way or the other by swing voters that are all moderates. You know, it's like, you don't go and say, I'm going to vote for the candidate that's going to get us completely out of all these other foreign nations and actually use the military only for defensive purposes in this country, and we're going to stop occupying and spending trillions of dollars overseas to occupy and have bases in other countries and to kill hundreds of thousands of innocent people and call it collateral damage. I can go spit in the ocean if I want. That's not going to change that.
You know, if for this government to be legitimate, one would you could look at it as it is today, and you can say, well, if you don't like it, leave. You know, this is the government we have. They own all the land, and you functionally are, you know, a serf tied to the land. You must pay your taxes or whatever. And you could say whatever you want. But in order for this government to be legitimate, it had to have been legitimate in the first place. And that means that every person who was involved, who was on the North American continent, at the time had to have agreed to it. And other, you know, because if it was set up by force, if it was set up at the point of a bayonet, then it wouldn't be legitimate. It wouldn't be any more legitimate than me sticking a knife in your ribs and saying, give me your wallet, and then you say, and me saying, oh, you gave me the wallet, it's legitimate. So the very fact that, this government was set up by force, it was set up by killing other people, means that it's not legitimate.
Right, and,
that doesn't even go into the fact that, you know, meanwhile, everyone who set it up is long dead, and it's been, it was in place for everyone that exists today and all of our grandfathers. I mean, it's been there, and it's been assumed to be this real thing, this valid thing, because of the magic scroll. They wrote a magic scroll. You know, they got out a piece of paper and wrote it down, and voila, and now it's a real thing that has legitimacy, right? I mean, and this vote, this thing, we get to vote, so it's a government by the people. Who, honestly, how do you say that and take yourself seriously? How can you say that you went to the voting booth and you punched a piece of paper, and now all of a sudden everything makes sense to you? How deluded do you have to be to fall for that crap? I mean, you are deluding yourself. You want to feel better about what is the situation that you are subjected to, that you have no power over. Face reality. This is delusional.
Dale, tell us how you really feel.
Dale's
you're on fire tonight.
Coming in glued.
800-259-9231. There's one other aspect to this legitimacy excuse. Well, it's not terrorism because they're legitimate. There's another aspect to it, and I heard it from an old friend of mine, my mentor in this business, Bob Garrett, today. He commented, because, again, it's all over Facebook, and there's comments everywhere.
Sure.
And he commented that, well, you know, government does a lot of good things, too. I mean, they're out there giving out food to people, and they're helping folks with health care, and the government's doing good things, so they're not like the mafia. They're better. They're doing good things.
The mafia throws parties and gives things away.
Well, yeah, that was kind of my point, is, like, if the mafia goes around and helps out some old ladies, get some operations in the hospital, and gives some food to some poor people, if the mafia goes out and does some good public service projects, does that make it okay for them to threaten business owners with violence and extract money and obedience from them? Does that make it not terrorism when they threaten you with violence to keep your mouth shut about, you know, what it is that you saw them do? Does it make it all right because some of the things that are done with the money that is extracted by force or the threat thereof are done with, you know, positive intentions? Does that make it okay? Do the ends justify the means? Because what we're talking about here is the means here. The means are corrupt.
The fact is, you cannot give up ownership and ruling and the ability to rule yourself. So the fact that the government claims the ability to rule over you and actually has ownership over you, if you look at income taxes, they're just a portion of your labor. If somebody can claim a portion of your labor, they must be claiming a portion of your volition. They must have a piece of your soul.
Let's talk to you and your thoughts. I get your thoughts here. Brent is listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Brent, good evening. You're on Free Talk Live. Brent in Indy going once. Brent in Indy going twice. All right, let's try instead. Dan listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Do we have Dan tonight? Not a good night for the phones again here. Hey, board up.
Dan? Here.
Hey,
I'm
Dan,
there.
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I'm listening to you guys. It's entertaining. I mean, that's what you do.
Good. What's on your mind? Go ahead and share your thoughts.
Hey, I was just, when you were saying that, all the people, you know, cheering in Washington you stereotype them. I forget what you stereotype them as.
Douches.
But
jackballs.
I assume you're against profiling people for security reasons. But yet you're more than willing to profile these people celebrating.
What would you suggest? Take any profiling? I'm not making sweeping statements about people that I didn't see or that weren't actually celebrating. I'm just talking about the people that they're there and are on camera with USA hats on.
Yeah, if you're shouting USA,
what profiling is being done? I don't understand how that is being. What profiling are you? What are you suggesting is profiling that we've said?
Well, I mean, I don't remember the term you guys used. You were like, I assume all these people would do this as well.
I have no idea what that's what you're talking about. People,
yeah, I can't just rewind and find out what was said there.
If you are, look, if people are out in the streets And the news of the moment that they're celebrating is that another human being has been killed, and they're chanting, USA, yes, we can. Yes, we can. Then, I mean, it's pretty clear that there's no profiling involved here. We're taking their actions at face value and making a judgment call on what that means.
Never mind. And then listening to you guys while I was waiting, I mean, you were talking about how the country's bad because of these reasons and everything.
I didn't say the country was bad. Let's make something clear. There's a difference between the idea of government and country.
You are not your government, Ray.
Yeah, you aren't bad, necessarily. The people listening aren't bad. But the people, the human beings who would do violence to their fellow peaceful human beings, whether they be Osama bin Laden or Barack Obama or George W. Bush or any of the people that would follow those men's orders, those people are the ones that are doing wrong, not necessarily the country.
Can I add to that before? I'll let you talk, but look, can I add to that? It's what they're doing that's bad. I just had an argument with someone about hating people. I don't want to hate anyone. I don't want to declare people to be evil. It's this system. It's this machine that is evil, and it allows those people to engage in all kinds of acts that the acts themselves are evil, and they feel no sense of accountability for it. None of them do. The voters don't. The politicians don't. The military is just following orders. The politicians are just following the will of the voters, supposedly, but the voters will say, I just voted for the lesser of two evils. So no one feels accountable for evil things that are happening, and it's that machine that is evil and scary.
Right. That's fair enough. And sort of going back to something you guys were saying about, and it's a shame it's happening, that the innocents over in the Middle East, the innocent people that are getting killed, if they knew where this Obama was hiding, not fessing up for what he's done, coming out in the open and hiding to the very last day, why didn't they bring him out in the open so those people didn't have to suffer?
Hold on. I don't know who the number two guy is on the FBI's most wanted list, but let's assume he's American. Let's assume he's in the United States. Do you know where he's hiding?
Oh, if I knew where he was, I'd
But you
right
don't.
Now.
And I suspect most of these people, of the half a million people that have been killed since 9/11 over there in the Middle East by U.S. Adventurism, likely didn't know either.
We're coming up here. Thanks for the call, dude. Hour number three is on the way. Plenty of time for your thoughts at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.